The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, here we are. Here we are.
Here we are. I'm looking at your face back on the old Zoom after so much time in person, you know?
I know. It's weird, right? Like, I don't know what to... You have like a whole... Do you have a light on your face? I don't have a light on my...
No, it's all
it's
good.
Just, you know, it's just what it looks like.
On. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't have that, is what I'm saying. I don't have that. A lot has happened since... Jesus, Brooke, how long has it been?
Halloween. It's been since Halloween.
No, it was before Halloween because I don't even think we put a Halloween episode out.
We didn't. We kind of quiet quit the podcast without quitting. Uh-huh. We just both sort of like wouldn't admit that we weren't coming back because the truth is we needed a fucking breather, man.
Yeah, and hello. Here we are. We've been breathing ever since. Now we're back, baby. What's been going on?
Well, wait. What? I mean, we're so rusty. I think first and foremost, let's say welcome to Sidework Podcast, everybody.
Welcome to Sidework Podcast, you guys, for sure.
Welcome
back to Sidework Podcast.
Yes. I'm your host, Brooke Van Poplin.
And I'm your other host, Andrea Wallace. And here we are fumbling over each other's lines. But we'll get back to how we were, you know. It's going to be like riding a bike.
I was just going to say it like a weird tandem bike that's maybe rusty and old and one of us isn't pulling their weight at the same time every time.
Sometimes I'm going to be pedaling the whole time. Sometimes Brooke's going to be pedaling the whole time. Sometimes we'll be in sync.
Yep.
We might crash. You know, we might do something like we did last week, which is drink the biggest pitcher of margaritas I've ever seen in my entire life. How about you, Brooke?
You know, I'm still reeling from just the pure amount of citrus I consumed. It wasn't even the tequila that did me in. It was probably the two straight cups of citric acid from the straight lime juice. Can we set the stage?
Yeah.
Right?
So we met for a cute little, like, you know, weeknight, low stakes, I thought, Mexican dinner with a couple of friends of ours at a lovely establishment called Casita del Campo in Silver Lake, here in Los Angeles. You know, it was a beautiful night. We sat outside. We each all had one margarita, which we immediately just slugged down because they're not very big. And then, as four ladies do, thought to ourselves, well, geez, gal, shouldn't we order a whole pitcher of margaritas?
Well, now I'm going to I think I'm going to interject right here. I think no one was thinking that. And you are the one who threw down the pitcher of margaritas.
No.
And then we got on board.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I feel like Victoria was like, totally, let's do it. I don't know. It just makes sense. I feel like it seemed like that kind of place where you would just, of course, you would get a pitcher of margaritas because that's what you do.
100%.
And it just seems easier than us being like, we'll take another round to our server, like ever. However many minutes, you know. So our server gave us a little warning, you know, but there was something lost in translation.
There was something
like, he said, are you sure it's really big? And I think we were like, who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Oh, I know.
Kind of like attitude.
He was almost trying to talk us out of a pitcher of margaritas, and we're like, get off our dick, dude. Like, this ain't my first pitcher rodeo.
So the pitcher finally comes, you know, it did take a minute, and when the size of it hit the table, I was like, oh, they must have had, I'm sure that was some sort of weird bell that got rung in the restaurant. You know what I mean? It was just like the old 49er got ordered at a steakhouse kind of situation. One of the largest pitchers I've ever seen, probably in the at least 60 ounce category, would you say?
The important thing to also know,
120 ounces maybe?
So it was maybe 2.5 feet tall in a glass pitcher. And the important part everyone needs to know is it had no ice.
Zero ice, guys.
It was just all, it was absolutely like an entire bottle of mezcal, an entire bottle of tequila, and then, like I said, like 6 quarts
insane
of lime juice.
Sour mix. Yeah. And we all were just, I think that we were just like, ha, 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 and then it immediately became a challenge for me to finish the thing, you know? And I did, and boy, oh boy, did I have to take a car home for that night.
Oh, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause I wasn't going to judge necessarily, but I was a little bit like, hey, hope you didn't drive.
No.
good girl.
Definitely was like, I was like, Brian, we have to get my car in the morning before you go to work. Thank you very much. So
wonderful. Good girl.
That has happened. That's a most recent adventure that Brooke and Andrea have gone on.
It's amazing.
The throes of the service industry and the time that we live in, and you know, yeah.
And the most important thing too, though, I think that we're forgetting to mention is we were joking. I was like, what'd you do? I was like, what did you do, Andrea? Did you just order us a $200 pitcher of margaritas? And you're like, oh, ha, ha, ha. You go, oh, ha, ha. If I did, I'll pay for it. And then we get the bill and it was a $200 pitcher of margaritas.
It's a $200.
And you didn't pay for it.
Pitcher of margaritas. But, you know, if you think about how much cocktails do cost in this town these days.
Yes.
I think $50 a head to get sloshed is a pretty good deal.
Yeah. No, it was one of those situations where you're thinking, cool, it's low key. It's going to be like an enchilada plate and two margs.
Oh,
I'll be out of there.
I'm like, not the next day was a complete wash for me. I was down for the count.
You were. Poor baby. I know. It's the first time that I guess
poor baby. I fucking did it to myself. You know, like, yeah, I sink in my hangover guilt these days. I just like, I'm like, this is what I've done.
You sit and stew. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first for me, though, where I went home not from drunkenness, but from heartburn. I couldn't keep the party going because I was like, my throat is full of acid.
Oh, my God. Oh, speaking of heartburn, how's your sriracha supply over there, Brooke?
I know. You guys.
I miss it. I fucking miss it so much.
So, like, what's the deal? Have you not been able to find any in your neck of the woods?
No. Oh, God. No. And, you know, I had that thing, like, the stomach thing, which, if you guys remember back.
It's almost a one-year anniversary.
I was having this crazy stomach thing happen, which I feel so much better now. So, turns out I have riddled with inflammation and Hashimoto's disease. We'll talk about that another time. But because of like everything happening with my GERD and the gut stuff, like I just wasn't eating hot sauce for so long.
Sure.
So we weren't like re-upping on our like big bottles of sriracha. So like we had no chance.
You had
whatsoever.
No reserve.
Nothing. I really genuinely miss the flavor and the taste now that I can eat hot sauce again. It just adds like it's a different vibe. And all these, I'm going to say, quote, imposter srirachas, you know,
the Trader Joe's one.
We got a Tabasco one. That's okay, I guess. But I genuinely miss more like the sambal and the garlic, like the garlic chili sauce. That's what I miss.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. What are we doing to this planet? It's like a shortage of the type of pepper they need to make. And it's like climate change.
It's interesting because I
destroyed the crop.
I was having this conversation with somebody like just yesterday with a client yesterday. And she was like, but chilies like grow in heat. Like chilies like, and that's why I'm so baffled about it. And I haven't done much research lately. I thought it was like there was a bad yield and like bad growing conditions and they just haven't caught up and they have to like basically catch up. Right.
Well, and then it used to be that everyone was trying to shut down the sriracha plant
because it
all
smelled.
The neighbors were all like, my eyes burn. They just burn with the hot sriracha wafting through the air.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's definitely.
I went into my cupboard and I found my COVID stash of Heinz ketchup when we were having that shortage, like all the packets. And I was like, move over, ketchup shortage. We're out of sriracha and this is a fucking problem. And you heard that people are pawning them for like $150 a bottle online.
Absolutely. When I go to my favorite Thai restaurant near me, I'm always like, can I have more cups of this, please? And they love me there. So they always like slide a couple more.
Good. They got the hookup. Wait, can I, breaking news, I'm a big Citizen app user now. There's so much that's happened since we talked to you guys. I had a neighborhood arsonist, like all sorts of crazy shit. So Citizen, because I just heard a fire truck and police go flying up the street. Citizen just said vehicle crashed into someone's home up the hill, 0.3 miles away. Brother, I'm going to have to go walk up the hill and check that out.
Check it out. I'm going to have to go up there and investigate.
By the way, not in this heat, not in this economy, not with this inflation. you guys are going to hear this a week from now, but I still think the majority of the country will be in some sort of heat wave. How are we doing? We keeping our, is our boob sweat in check? How's our butt sweat? Are we keeping cool? I've been hiding inside.
Oh, girl. I hide inside too. Like, you know, I, as much as I'm like, oh, having a pool is like so great. And it's something that I do have. I'm going to walk and I actually have to let my dog out really quick. Oh, so
you're going to do a walk and talk.
No problem. Break. I'm going to do a walk and talk.
I'll make a note. And she's back in at 11:51.
Guarantee he won't go outside. Guarantee. Oh, no, he's going. Thank God. There's things happening. I think, you know, like, you know, when the dog is just like, you open the door and they just look at you. They've been like whining at the door and then they look at you like, I'm not going to go out.
They're like, are you fucking kidding me? In this heat? In this economy?
In this economy? This dog will go fry in the fucking sun. I'm going to tell you right now. I have to powder his belly with sunscreen. I'm sure I've said that before.
Yes, same podcast. Same with little Frida. She's a white little speckle-bellied beast and you gotta slather him up with the stuff.
I mean, this is the time of year it's been so hot that I'm sure if you're working outside on a patio, you still like everybody wants to be inside in the air and you still have those like two, that one these table that comes in, that one two top.
Weird,
it's like
masochist.
Yeah. And they're like, we'd love to sit outside.
They're wearing all of like the kind of gear you would buy for an African safari. It's got like venting underneath the armpits and like a cool tech hat, which you're like, I don't have one of those. You know, I'm not wearing one of those and I'm the one who has to run around out here. But you've got one of those neck fans on.
And they say stuff like, do you guys have anything interesting to drink on the menu?
Flashback Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know. Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm sitting here for all you know, I'm podcasting no bra, baby, just a t-shirt, no bra and my underwear period, my period that's underwear
just,
on.
That's just how it has to roll sometimes, especially with this heat. There wasn't like one of the weather apps in Texas actually said it was as hot as Satan's butthole. That's like what it said for everybody. Like that's how hot it has gotten. But yeah, you guys let us know if it's been crazy hot where you're working. And I'm sure it just makes for even worse work conditions. We all know that summertime, the heat kicks up and the swamp ass really is in charge for all of us.
Well, and that situation too, obviously we'll get into some of our classic segments in a minute, but like, yo, everything is on strike. It is a hot strike summer. I am a member of WGA and SAG-AFTRA. I hit that picket line, sadly, at the beginning of the heat wave, and I was just sort of like, is there a call center that I could volunteer in instead? Because I melted like a candle doing two laps around the Walt Disney lot and studios, and I was like, this is awful and scary.
It's crazy.
And just honestly, like, kudos to everyone who is probably kind of pushing it by being out there for all those hours. I'm someone who cannot handle it, and I need to know my limits and not be a hero, because I do get overheated really easy, and I've had heat stroke before thanks to a restaurant job, and my internal thermometer has like just never been correct since then. So I think
I think, and everybody, especially with the summer that's out striking, I know everybody's doing a really great job making sure everybody's super hydrated and making sure everybody's like taking safety precautions. I hit the picket line to show support back in June. It was 60 degrees
and cloudy.
I was like, couldn't have been more perfect strike
weather. boy, did I sleep on that good part of the strike.
But like, you know, our buddy Sarah Schaefer, who's been on the show before, is out there. She's a captain at Warner Brothers, and she's out there like every day.
That's great. And then, I mean, so like hotel workers here are on strike. Broadway may or may not have gone on strike. I was waiting to hear about that. That would have been last week. Oh, they did. Yeah. So Broadway's striking. And then UPS, basically, and basically all of the delivery people reached a historical agreement. Now it's going to have to be ratified, this agreement put into place. But holy shit. It's like everyone is rising up, looking at the big wigs at the top saying you are making record-breaking amounts of money, because now, especially since the pandemic, everyone wants the ease of everything delivered to their door. And it's a habit that many of us got used to and now aren't changing about ourselves.
Right.
So,
totally.
I mean, they are.
It's also
so
we're
much-
addicted to it. It's a dopamine hit. I just listened to this crazy podcast. Oh. We could talk about how like our brains are trying to get back in homeostasis because like we have too much dopamine. And so like it makes you feel like, like that's why everybody's full of anxiety and depression, is because we have so much convenience in our life and so much like we're streamlining dopamine with all the hits and all the conveniences.
We've got that like that finger that goes and hits the button and then it's like a cocaine jolt.
And then you're like, I'm shed.
I do believe in a little old fashioned retail therapy every once in a while, even if I go back and return everything the next day. It's just it, which I did. I was like, you don't have money. I've been deeply unemployed, everybody. So anyways, I'm on unemployment and none of my industries are working. So what's up? I was like, hey, we should start podcasting again.
If only to save Brooke from herself.
Like- Myself. Thank you, Andrea. Andrea refused to come back, but I have an actual gun to her head. No, I'm kidding. I was like, please, for my mental health.
I don't have a gun to my head. Hell, I am an order. I'm not going to joke about ordering a pizza. That's a terrible thing to joke about.
My brain went there too. Sorry. Terrible. If you know, you know. Don't take offense. Okay. Don't take one iota of offense. But anyways, yeah, it's so great, especially for, you know, delivery people, just the sense that they're like, we get no breaks. There's no air conditioning in any of these trucks where all the doors are open and it's 110 degrees. And I have to run and carry boxes up to people's door all the live long day. And they're some of the ones who are not the full-time tenured people were only making $16 an hour. And Jesus. So it was the people at the top of the food chain of the employees who had the most money per hour who went on strike for the part-timers who were making unlivable wages in dangerous conditions. And that's how you do it, folks.
Wow. That's baller. That's amazing. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That it is a hot, hot summer. Well, I mean, I feel like we're caught up with that. Like, should we?
Things will keep popping into my brain as we go. But we're gonna do a two-parter today because we had so much stuff we wanted to talk to y'all about. We're gonna reverse it a little bit and start with our segment called Server,
a submitted
story.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's back.
And I will say, none of these are very new. They were some stories that got ignored for months on end while they sat in the graveyard of our inbox.
They're not quite vintage. So this one, you know, does not feel outdated at all. Like this first one that I'm going to read. This one still feels very relevant and fantastic, mind you. Hello, all. So happy you're back in my ears after your well-deserved, I'm just going to say break.
Yeah, instead of putting a timestamp on it. Yeah.
Anyways, listening to your podcast about the art of the hookup reminded me of a little story about one of my dad's dad friends. One night, my dad's friend Bruce invited us out to pizza while his wife was away. Bruce liked to drink, and after a couple, he started calling the restaurant we were in a gold mine. After we finished the meal, Bruce decided to give us a little tip on how to save money eating out. The next thing I knew, this man pulled out a green container of grated Parmesan that he had in his hoodie pocket, unscrewed the Parmesan shaker from the table, and dumped it into his container. They don't even notice if you take the cheese. I just bring my container when we go out, and I haven't played for Parmesan in years, he slurred. Everyone at the table was too baffled to say anything, so we just loaded up Bruce in our car and took him home. Oh, my God. I don't know if this counts as a server submitted story. Absolutely, 100% it does. But yeah, yeah. But, you know, hearing you describe people stealing ramekins and plates immediately brought up this man and his refusal to pay for grated Parmesan back into my mind. Holy shit. Godspeed and good tips, Alex.
We've got a perm burglar.
Perm burglar, a drunken. Oh, you know, there's a song of the summer right now that's like, give me one margarita and I'll open my legs. Give me two margaritas and I'll give you some head. Have you heard this song?
Give me $200 pitcher of margarita and I shit in your bed.
Yeah. Give me one Chianti and I steal your Parmesan. Give me two Chianti and I steal my Parmesan. I really think that this is Bruce's.
This is
Bruce's cake.
Yep. And this is in my mind a real Parmenheimer. I just had to throw it in there. Yes, I think it's fair to add Bruce into the type of customer who grazes, you know, the garnishes. They're like, oh, a personal salad bar, which we've always talked about. Mm-hmm. People who come to the bar and fill up on blue cheese stuffed olives, and they're like, I don't know why your bill's so high. I eat all the you know. And then this guy who's like, haven't paid for that expensive ass craft. It's like $3, Bruce. You're a nightmare.
Not and the generic stuff, which is most likely what you're not getting craft at the restaurant. You know, like. You're not going to get the
fancy stuff. As far as you know, it's probably Cisco Parmesan.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally Cisco Parm.
Cisco Parm. If Bruce was smart, he would have been stealing Sriracha. Can I be honest? Can I be honest with you, Bruce?
I think that, yeah. Maybe, you know, this is about a year old, so Bruce could have gotten into some real heavy trades by now with all the shortages. Who knows?
He could be like sriracha rich. I mean, listen.
He's siphoning sriracha.
Yep. I'd be so much more impressed if he had an entire bottle of sriracha in his pocket and then a funnel and a whole system where he knew how to cut a hole
in the bottom and just has like a pump and it slowly sucks the sriracha into a trench coat that's like lined with plastic lining. And then you just see Bruce like waddling down the street full of sriracha. I love this. Oh, yeah.
Bruce. I pray for a parm shortage because Bruce will be king when that parm shortage hits. Awesome. Thank you, Alex. I did write you back in the email. I was like, yes, it has been 8 months. Thank you for submitting this. Anyways, you made it into an episode. Woo! All right.
Please don't do that.
All right, I've got one for y'all. Official Sacramento correspondent, Mean Old Taggart, signing in. I love this guy. Hi, mm-hmm. How are you, friend? He says, I missed a lot of episodes and have been back listening. Got to the episode about using fake names at work, and it reminded me of one of my favorite old coworkers / employees. So the GM at the company I worked at walked out. It was a store called Aaron Brothers Art and Framing, where Michaels, the huge corporation we know, hides the good shit. They are the same business, which I did not know.
Huh.
But apparently Aaron Brothers Art has better frames. Okay. So the GM walks out. His assistant manager was on maternity leave, so the regional manager asked me who is running the store. I said I was, a 19-year-old skate rat writing schedules and doing all the bank drops. I didn't even have a car. I love the visual of him on his skateboard with all the money from the store, just skateboarding to the bank. It's very Back to the Future-ish. Okay. So back to Zeph, the person I'm writing about. Zephaniah was a really cool guy that I worked with. We were both stylists, barf, because I'm fucking colorblind, and we were also framers. He would be done with a razor blade and whip it into the ceiling. Badass! glass, like 90 razor blades, and a missed shot would send 5 razor blades raining back down on us.
Ugh,
yeah, I know. Zeph and I would sign the Aaron Brothers certified framer as Bigfoot. So whenever someone had a complaint, we would tell them that we had to let that guy go, and we're super sorry. 10 years later, Zeph is making out with his wife at my gay bar, and I yell, "No straight kissing! This is a gay bar!" He freaks out. I start apologizing for a full minute before he even recognizes me. Love you, babes. Good tips. And say, Bigfoot did it. Official Sacramento correspondent, mean old man Taggart.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
God. We definitely are going to get back into some more explorations of retail, because as we've always said, there's just so much crossover. I've also done it, and it's just giving me all the feels of like when I worked at Hallmark and just the fuckery that happens at these retail stores. It's so good.
The ridiculousness. I mean, and you have to like bask in the ridiculousness of it, as per example today, by throwing razor blades at the ceiling.
Exactly. Exactly. That sounds like a fun game. That's how you get through a day of retail, you know, just with the danger of having a razor blade rain down on you. Great. Great. I'm into the fake names. All right, guys. You know what we say at the end of all these segments with the server submitted stories. Please do submit. We love to hear from you. It's been a frickin' minute. I know you've got some crazy tales to share with us. We would love, love, love for you to send them. So you can get them to us at sideworkpod@gmail.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, well, I think one of my favorite segments we've ever done has been headlines on this show. You know, I mean, honestly, we have 8 months piled up. Like, we've even been sending each other, you know, the thread between Brooke and I with Brian on it. Brian sends us headlines. I send headlines. Brooke sends headlines. So we feel like we're pretty stacked for a while because there's so much to fucking talk about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So much has happened. It has been, 2023 so far. Not my favorite year. It's been a weird one. And I know that 2020 was a disaster, but it's sort of like the pandemic is quote unquote over. We survived all this stuff, you know, podcast wise. Our careers are sort of still here. We're lucky to have our health, all this stuff. And 2023 can just suck it. It has just been such a weird and bad year. I'm not even making it about me personally. Like, the country seems to be going crazier and further backwards because of everything that happened during COVID, and everyone's just getting a little more batshit. And so, you know that all the headlines about the service industry are also going to be nuts. Yes. But let's start out with an easy, digestible one from BuzzFeed, which is gone. BuzzFeed News is no more.
Peace out, BuzzFeed.
See ya. You can still catch it. It takes a while. You can't just disappear, an entire news network. But their funding is gone, and I really did enjoy it. They would always do awesome compilations about server shit. So,
yeah, I really think they had their heyday. You know, about, I don't know, say seven or eight years ago, they were hot.
They were hot. Oh yeah, if you got like a little something, a little mention on BuzzFeed, your life
was about to blow up.
But I love when they compile these, and they don't matter what number. It's just whatever number, you know, submissions they have. They're not trying to be roundabout and be like 20 stories. They're like 14 and a half times something like this happens. So anyways, this is called 17 Luxury Country Club Employee Secrets and Stories that are basically a window into how the other half lives. Oh. And I just cherry picked some good ones. All right. So here's a submission. All right. From someone who worked at one of these elite country clubs. So whenever a member charges something to their account, a notification will pop up if they are behind on their payments. I know this. This is so true. So one guy had almost $10,000 overdue, basically to the dining room at the country club. So this poor server is like, luckily, it's not my job to fucking point that out. Our collections department does do that. But in my opinion, I'd say about 25 to 35% of our clientele are living well above their means in an attempt to keep up with the rest of them. It's not always easy to tell, though. That would be fucking so fun to know how in debt these motherfuckers are every time you pulled up their account.
Look, as someone who doesn't even like to let like her credit card get over $1,000, this like gives me crazy feels all over my body.
Oh, you would have crazy, crazy feels if you saw my my fucking statements right now. They're not good.
Yeah, I just like to pay it down. I just like to, but yeah, like, you know, racking up 10K at the club, boy, oh boy, that's a lot of martinis and club sandwiches.
Can you imagine? Oh, God, I know. The one thing that's kind of embarrassing, though, is like when I see my statements, I'm like, Scott, because I'm the person who goes out for like two canned margaritas at a time. I mm-hmm. don't buy, you know, like a 12 pack of them because I'll drink 12.
Right.
As we've come to, you know, so I go get two at a time, but then you see your account and it just says like the same liquor store in a row,
like the same
over again. And you're like, if my parents saw this, like, if I was like, this looks so insane and I hate it and I feel so ashamed, but.
Well, at least you're getting points for it. Am I right?
Am I right?
All right, so here's the next little tidbit of information. We had to shut down the pool about 3 to 4 times a year because someone poops in the pool.
It's just the truth.
One time this summer, we had a teen night at the pool, and the only kids there were over 13, and one of them decided to be funny to drop a log in the pool. Hilarious. I mean, so, Caddyshack has ruined like country club pools like forever from shit bombs, you know, right?
I mean, and I read this like as in like, oh, they pulled the Caddyshack joke where someone put a baby Ruth in the pool. And it's like, no.
Actual
the 13-year-old was like, haha, I'm hilarious, and squeezed shit out of his butthole to create a Jaws scenario. I mean, if you've not seen Caddyshack, that is one of the greatest scenes when the kid in the snorkel and the Jaws music is playing as he's swimming toward the baby Ruth. And then everyone jumps out of the pool because there's shit in the pool. It's amazing. Oh, God. These people are supposed to be one percenters, and yet their kids shit in the pool. Makes the most sense. Here's another one. This one. Okay. I'm just reading all this stuff. Okay, this is spicy. All right, so they say, I worked in an exclusive LA country club. Lots of Fortune 500 company CEOs went there, worked as a waitress, but lots of girls would work as golf cart girls. And the amount of affairs between them and some ridiculously quote-unquote important people was wild. One summer, one of the golf cart girls was very pregnant, and the day before she took her maternity leave, she walked straight up to the table of a very rich, very old man and his wife. She took the man's hand, put it on her stomach, and in front of the wife said, I think we need to talk about child support. Oh, she then laughed and quit. The wife was livid, and I think they ended up paying off the girl to keep quiet.
Oh,
no,
God.
No, that's a hot pregnant girl summer
that is
right
hot,
there.
That is super hot pregnant girl summer. All right, here's one more. All right. My first serving job was at a country club, and it was a lot. One of our members pooped his pants at our first Friday event. I get all the shit talk, guys, today. It was a cocktail party where every club member sits down for a dinner all at once and orders at the same time, aka complete disaster. And this guy refused to get up and clean himself up because he was so embarrassed. I mean, rightly so. They had to throw the chair away because obviously the juice goes through the fabric into the other fabric down to the foam.
The juice is loose.
And then you get the juice in the foam. And once it's in the foam, the chair got to go. That's the rules.
I really hope that that chair stays at the top of his tab, you know, when someone goes to like close him out and he's like $10,000 into debt, but then also at the top, it's like $50 for soiled banquet chair.
Oh my God.
Shame on you, dude. I didn't know that like holding poop in was such a problem for the one percenters.
I just, you know? I thought about it and I was just like, I don't ever want to be in a country club. I feel like I'll just like my own mortality will smack me in the face real hard. So.
Not a lot of diversity. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Not a mm-hmm. lot of diversity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, God bless you, BuzzFeed. We hope we can still grab some great articles from you while you are around.
Why, God, why?
All right. So now here's a legitimately wild headline. Okay. The good news is it's wild, but there is justice in it. So here's the headline. It says a restaurant must pay workers $140,000 after allegedly hiring a fake priest to extract confessions of the workers' quote unquote sins.
This is fucking crazy.
So this happened in Northern California. And the good news is this restaurant has been ordered to pay back $140,000 of wages and damages to their employees and staff after they hired a priest to extract their confessions. Okay, so the owner
of this... A fake priest.
Yeah, a fake priest, everybody. Okay, so... The owner of Taqueria Garibaldi in Northern California, the owner's name is Che Garibaldi. What a name, huh? Let's all say it out loud. Hey, I'm Che Garibaldi. Che Garibaldi. Okay. He hired a fake priest to hear confessions during work hours and get the sins out, including asking the employees if they had been late for work, stolen money from the restaurant, or just had bad intentions toward their employer. Jesus Christ. I hope nobody was honest. Can you imagine if someone asked you that at your restaurant? You're like, yeah, I want to fucking kill him.
Garibaldi's one paranoid guy.
What this is narcissist on steroids behavior. Basically, so there's all sorts of crazy shit. So basically this gets out and the Catholic diocese in Sacramento, they're like, this was not one of our guys. This was a guy who went to Party City and bought a quote unquote priest costume mm-hmm. and had Che Garibaldi pay him off to come shake down his like underpaid. And, you know, some of these employees too had legal status, immigration status that was kind of on the fence. So he was also sort of blackmailing them. So anyways, I love that they're like not our guy. Anyways, the labor department found out about this. The whole, you know, basically the owners and operators had to pay back $140,000 in back wages and damages to 35 employees. So because they were denying them overtime pay, the managers would pay themselves bonuses out of the employee tip pool and then basically threaten them with adverse immigration consequences if they were going to report them to the Department of Labor. So it's just so fucking shitty. This is like when you're sitting here going like, while we're unionizing everything, like restaurants have got to get up above board at some point.
God it's like knows a lot are trying, you know?
We are a country that does not want that because you can't exploit, like this country is built on exploitation, you know, with you've got a top tier and then keeping everyone. If you cannot unionize them, then they can't all bring their stories together and have rights and basically bring you down. It's just so crazy, though, that it goes to this level, you know, and you're sitting here, someone just like walking in for like a delicious burrito bowl. I'll have a burrito bowl, please. Thank you. And has no idea that this staff is being interrogated in the back, like having like holy water thrown at them. Like, did you steal a tomato? You know, tell me, my son.
It's totally crazy. And like, I kind of feel like, what else were they getting out of these people other than like restaurant stuff? Were they also like, I murdered somebody. I cheated on my wife. Like confessed where the body's buried. Like, was there more that came out other than like, I stole some ketchup to take home. I gave Bruce some Parmesan cheese, you know?
Yeah, I I was 5 minutes late, but I clocked in as though it was 3 p.m. Like, what the like, this is obviously, this person is a psychopath.
Psycho.
And I'm so, so glad that he had to cough up that money back to them. Power to the people, man.
Power don't, to
don't eat
at the
Taqueria Garibaldi. Fuck you, Che.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Well, I think that's going to wrap it for part one of us getting back into the groove of things. We have much more coming at you in part two. But God, what a nice little flavor. We're back, Brooke. I'm feeling it all over my body.
We're back. It feels good. And again, like, the tongue is getting looser, the ability to speak. And I feel like we got back on our wavelength, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just shit talking and riffing. Here for your listening pleasure here at Sidework Podcast. Oh, Brooke, remind me, what do we say at the end of every podcast?
Pay me in Parmesan? I forget. No, Godspeed.
And good tips.
And we've missed you guys. Get in touch. Thank you as always for supporting us. And we will be talking to you again next week.
All right.
Bye.